Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your reaction to that, a Browns legend, now no longer a Browns legend. He'll be trying to beat the Browns the next couple times, but it's hard to never, I can't turn my back on him. I will always root for him. Hopefully he has low yardage against the Browns when they play each other. But it's just one of those things where he was one of those guys that had an impact on the city, and everybody appreciated him. And I think about Minkah Fitzpatrick and the hit in week two against Pittsburgh and two seasons ago, and then him trying to come back. I think he's going to be stronger than ever this year. I think he's good for a good year, but I also don't know if he fit into what the Browns are trying to do somewhere down the road. Also, I just want to inform you that we talk about so many Mensa things during the break that we're all trying to make each other intelligent. And today, I just want to share a tiny bit of wisdom that we had. The question of what are sprinkles came up. It was a very, very tough subject that we had. And Jeff, just so you know, you've got the answer, and I'm sure Dan is looking for the answer on this as well. It's a combination of sugar, corn syrups, cornstarch, food-grade waxes, and artificial coloring and flavoring agents. There you have it, my friend. That is what a sprinkle truly is.
That explains why I hate sprinkles on top of things.
It doesn't bother me. If a sprinkle's there, it's there. It's not a big deal. But we all know, at the end of the day, no matter what it's made of, sprinkles are truly only for winners. If you're a loser, you're not allowed to have sprinkles after the game. And you know that as well as anybody else. True?
I have no idea what that meant.
You have no idea that sprinkles are for winners?
Nope.
Oh, I'm devastated.
All I know absolutely is that devastated. They just got in the way.
Sprinkles are
donuts,
for winners,
ice
Jeff.
Cream, anything. They just get in the way.
Nick Chubb now finds himself in another venue, which kind of bums me out. And
as it should.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't making fun of him at the top of the show.
No, I know you weren't making fun of him.
I mean, look at the numbers.
Seemed to me you were making fun of the situation.
Well, I mean, it's the reality of the NFL, isn't it? I mean, are you like? I think we're all prepared to see Nick in another uniform, right? I think you're prepared for it because we've been talking about it. But there's a reality when he sits at a press conference or he gets set to go to what mandatory minicamp in Houston that you're going to see him wearing somebody else's jersey after what? What did he play? 7 years here, 7 seasons here. So, you know, he gave us a lot of great memories, and you never could question his heart, his desire, and his impact on the game when he was playing for the Browns. And how many times did I look at that TV and scream, why is he not out there on third down? Why don't, even if he's a decoy, put him out there on third down. It was my aggravating point when I would watch the Browns and say, why isn't Nick Chubb out there on third down? It would drive me nuts. So, Jeff, your initial reaction to the fact that Nick Chubb almost officially, will be in Houston.
I don't mean to downplay this. My entire thought was just this. Oh, it's Houston, huh? I thought Nick was done on draft day. You know, when they drafted Judkins and then drafted Sampson, it's like, okay, well, they're obviously doing something different here. I wonder where Nick will end up. So there, it didn't. You know, Nick leaving, that happened on draft day. Now we just know where.
Did the Browns owe it to him to give him another chance?
No.
Because it's a professional game?
It's a nasty business, Andy. I don't mean to, that's not meant to be anything but on the money, I hope. It's a nasty business. We went through something a couple weeks ago where I went through what was at the top 20 rushers of all time, and so many of them spent a final year or two. We talked about this. We did the game with quarterbacks the other day.
Yeah.
It's even worse, I think, with running backs.
Oh, for sure.
Because they spend the last year or two with another team. And sometimes do okay. My hope is he goes there and he's really good. But the Browns needed to make a move that they thought would behoove them for years to come. And they drafted Quinshon Judkins, and they drafted Dylan Sampson. And Judkins, I think, is the main guy. And we'll see what Sampson adds to things. And they restructured Jerome Ford to keep him. And Pierre Strong is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, to be honest, Andy, I would have hated to see Nick Chubb come back here right now, because the Browns so clearly laid out what it was that they planned to do.
Why? Because the running back room would look like the quarterback room?
No, no.
It would have been close.
No, because I don't think Nick would have had carries. And unless he showed he was completely back to being Nick Chubb, they clearly chose to go in a different direction with young running backs and maybe lock some guys up at real reasonable contracts who they can run the you-know-what out of. And then when they get beat up, they'll move on from them. I mean, that's kind of the way it works with running backs. Look around the league. And so my only reaction when I saw Nick Chubb was like, oh, it's Houston. And I thought, he'll fit in there about as well as he would have fit in here in Cleveland. Because Joe Mixon's the main guy there, and he has company.
Right.
So now they have plenty of company in Houston. But I think Nick could do very well there.
I think when you get into the situation, you ask yourself during the regular season, like, I know that I'll be looking at I'm already looking anyway, but I'll be looking at the box scores to see how Nick does every week. And every time I see Nick pop up on the screen during a game while the Browns are playing and he scores a touchdown, you know you're going to get sick to your stomach. Like, I'm just telling you. You know it. I know it. That's how I feel. When I see someone that it looks like the Browns made a mistake on score for somebody else, I just don't know if this is a mistake at this point in his career.
I was going to say, Andy, it's tough to call it a mistake.
It's more of a, he was ours. Why do we let him go when you see him get into the end zone on a highlight somewhere else?
Because it's a brutal league.
Yeah,
that's why.
But I think he'll have a better season this year than he did last year.
Well, it'd be hard not to.
He's healthier. I mean,
it'll be hard not to.
Even though we got hurt again last year, but he's just healthier. And, you know, you see the video of him working out. And
he was coming back from a nasty knee injury, and he didn't look like himself early on. And that's understandable, really. I think it's understandable. And then he broke his foot, so you couldn't see if he was going to progress last year.
Right.
And the Browns weren't in a great spot. I mean, we all think the world of Nick. And from a running back standpoint, he's as good as we've seen in the league during his career. But if they had banked on him and he didn't return to previous form, then they had a problem, Andy. Then they had a problem. And they chose to make sure they didn't have a problem by bringing in two rookie running backs who they like. And so I understand it. I wish he were here. I wish he had the chance to show he could be the guy. But what would have been awful is if they had brought him back and he was not averaging 4 yards a carry as he didn't last year, which is so absurd because Nick averaged 5 yards a carry all the time.
And probably will again this year.
Every year. Well, Andy, he may not play very much in Houston.
I mean, he could still average 5 yards a carry and not play very much.
He might not play very much. And then he might get to Houston and they might move on from him. You know, they're going to go to training camp and they have a lot of guys there. So they're probably not going to keep everybody they have. So we'll see. I wish him nothing but the best. I think he's outstanding. And man, what a phenomenal running back. He has numbers that would make you think Hall of Fame, Andy. He really does. And before you say, well, he didn't play, hasn't played long enough. Yeah, well, look at the Hall of Fame. Gale Sayers is in there. Gale was phenomenal, but had a short career.
Doesn't mean
Nick Chubb couldn't get there. He was phenomenal.
I mean, he's going in against 2 fourth-round picks, right? I mean, Joe Mixon's there, right? So Mixon's there. Chubb's, you would think, I mean, he'd be slotted too if he's healthy at all coming in. He's got to, you know, bypass Damian Pierce and Woody Marks, a couple of fourth, and one's a rookie. Marks is a rookie. So.
Yeah, I know, but they brought him in for a reason. I mean, the Browns drafted Dylan Sampson in the fourth round.
Yeah, but I mean, again, he's a rookie. I can live with
right,
that, but Pierce isn't. Pierce has been sitting around
means
since 22.
Fresh legs. Pierce was good in Houston, and he was really good.
Yeah,
he's been really good there.
I don't know why. Well, I mean, are they there? I can't just see them taking a flyer on him.
Well, no, they think they need a little depth. So yeah. They brought in some depth, and then we'll see how it plays out. I hope he sticks, and I hope he plays in the league as long as he wants to.
Yeah, I do too. I don't want to sit back in the middle of the season and go, why did the Browns let him go? We do that all the time. I mean, that's just human nature as a fan. I just don't want to sit in that situation. Now, I really and truly, you don't want to see what our young running backs have.
So do the Browns.
Yeah, but it's also, I don't know. It's hard because I think they could have, and maybe it would have been limited. But with Junkins and Sampson, I would have been okay with Chubb, Junkins, and Sampson. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, except for one thing.
That Jerome Ford restructured his contract?
I don't know. Would you want to see Nick Chubb sit the bench here? They chose to go with two rookie running backs and restructure Jerome Ford. And the minute they drafted those two guys, you knew they were going to be their top priorities. Otherwise, why draft two running backs? You know, you didn't draft Sampson because you thought Nick Chubb was going to come back. The minute they drafted Sampson, you knew that they had moved on from Nick.
That was the end. Yeah, I can't disagree, and I think there's a reality to what you're saying. And at some point, Nick is you know, maybe on the 15th or 16th hole of his career. I hope that's where he's at.
I hope he plays as long as he wants and be as healthy as he wants.
Do you think the Browns will regret this? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Nick Chubb all set. Looking, he is expected to sign today, according to Ian Rappaport, with the Houston Texans today. He's got to pass that physical, right? And then he'll find himself wearing a Houston Texans uniform, which is, you know, it's hard not to look at him and wish him the best, because I think we do. I think we all do. But by the same token, I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, man, what were the Browns thinking? Why did they do that? I don't want to be there. Are you bummed? Because I'm bummed. I'm not lying. I'm bummed that he's not going to be playing for this team next year, especially if he has success. It's a weird place to be. It's the reality of the business of sport, though. I will say that. And is that where you stand, Browns fans? I'm just curious. Where are you on this whole Nick Chubb thing? Because in a few hours, he's going to officially be a member of the Houston Texans.
We think,
according to Ian Rappaport. So I just find us in a weird position. Give us a buzz, 216, you know the number, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Also, is 1140, is that official? That's official. Jay Billis is going to join us at 1140, so looking forward to talking to him, especially with the news over the weekend about, you know, the NCAA, it's official now, they can do straight pay to college athletes. Straight pay, they are on the payroll. So Jay Billis will join us at 1140 coming up. A little bit later in the show. So we'll get to that. I want your reaction on Nick Chubb as well. And we'll talk a little Guardians a little bit later in the show too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the Browns they let Nick Chubb go, right? I'm sure they could have brought him back if they wanted to. They could have figured out some kind of contract, but they didn't. And they decided they were going to draft two rookies. Okay. But they're also giving up what? He was fifth all time in yards per carry
at 5.1.
So, I mean, they let him go. But again, we all know about the injuries. I think we were all expecting this to happen. So I think we were stabilized for what was going to happen later today when he passes his physical, should he pass his physical, and ends up signing with Houston. And now you're relying on two young running backs. And, you know, are you okay with that? The fact that they went away from experience and they're bringing in young guys. Now, I mean, anyone that saw Quinshon Judkins run at Ohio State is very optimistic about this. And
5.1 yards per carry during his college career.
Yeah, so let's see if he can duplicate what Nick Chubb did, but let's not forget that's top five all time. So Terry's on a sell. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry.
What's happening, guys?
How are you?
I got a couple things.
Yeah.
First of all, what is the contract that Houston is signing them to?
I'm sure it's a one-year deal.
Haven't heard. I would bet it's a one-year close to a vet minimum with incentives.
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't we do that and have experience in the running back room? I just don't understand why we couldn't do that.
Terry, it's not about that. It's about they decided to move on.
Well, I get that they decided to move on. But at the same time, I think he's going, you know, it takes a couple of years to come back from that type of knee injury.
I said that in the break.
And this is the year.
Except for one thing.
I just think
sometimes guys don't come back from devastating knee injuries. He did once. Can he do it twice? Man, I sure hope so, Terry. But, I mean, there's no guarantee that he's going to come back.
Well, that's true. I just wish, for sentimental reasons and also PR, I think they should have brought him back. But I'm going to move on to another question.
Hey, let me just throw one other point there. When you have, and Terry, just real quick, I mean, we're arguing about four quarterbacks, too. Roster spots are going to be at a premium on this team, especially knowing that that's four quarterbacks, knowing that your starting quarterback is, how does that work with the IR? But he's going to take up a spot, too, on the overall roster. So, I mean, roster spots are not going to be easy for the Browns this year. Okay, now, sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, switching gears just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What really happened between the Guardians and Tito? Something happened, and nobody's talking about it. Because for him to come back as quickly as he came back to manage another team, something happened.
We'll talk a little bit more. Terry, I'll give you the quick answer on this thing. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I kind of felt like they were going in different directions on some stuff. But, you know, he did need to worry about himself first, and he'd be the first guy to tell you that. He had to take care of himself. And I'm sure he hated missing games during the regular season. Remember he missed an All-Star game because he was supposed to manage that and didn't feel good and he was dealing with issues. So hopefully he got himself healthy and, you know, I don't know, sometimes baseball has a way of letting guys and teams separate, even though they may not be fighting, you know, completely fighting, but they're just philosophically, sometimes they head in different directions. And I'll always remember the Mark Shapiro quote, when they let Eric Wedge go, and Mark, someone asked Mark, what kind of manager do you want? And he goes, someone like Eric Wedge. And I was like, well, why would you fire him? And then that's the reality of professional baseball, that sometimes you just move away from a manager because you're looking for a fresh perspective. But, I mean, the Guardians also let Tito leave on his own terms, too. It's not like, you know, it's not like he got fired. I mean, no one wanted that, and he doesn't deserve that. He did a great job while he was here. And sometimes I just think it's philosophical. You agree with that? Or?
Yes.
It's not. It's nothing personal. It's just baseball business.
And sometimes it's just guy wants a change.
Yeah.
He wanted to get healthier, and then he wanted to get right back in.
And it's not like the team suffered last year. I mean, they had a really successful.
No, I mean, they had a long working relationship, too. So, you know, congratulations.
Yeah, especially in the beginning. I mean, it wasn't when he first came in here. But we'll talk more about that later. Guardians get set to take on the Reds. Battle of Ohio, Jeff, in case you were wondering.
I heard that, Andy.
A very, you know, nothing says sports and, you know, tradition and just Battle of Ohio. Kevin is at work. Hi, Kev. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
I just wanted to know if you guys knew that the new offensive coordinator of Houston, Nick Cayley, he is a local product from Stark County. He went to Glen Oak.
Nice.
So, you know, obviously I think everybody in the NFL is pretty familiar with, you know, what Nick Chubb is to the Cleveland Browns and the fan base.
Right? Was it one of those Carroll guys?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So anyway, you know, I just feel that, you know, Houston's going to have so many weapons. You know, I hate to see what they're going to do to the Browns when it comes time. But that was it. I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know, you know, the offense coordinator there, he's from, you know, the Canton area. Played, you know, he went to Glen Oak.
That was it. Briante Dunn's coming in next.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Thanks.
You gentlemen have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go.
Thank you, Kevin.
I love the local ties, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do too?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think you don't.
Well,
cherish
who brought him in? John Carroll grad Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
General manager of Houston.
Maybe the Blue Streaks should go D1. They got that beautiful stadium.
All I know is they bailed on the OAC. If you can't beat them, leave.
Wow, that's harsh, man.
It's reality.
Well, maybe you have a better path to be able to get to a national championship. It's
there
okay.
you go, which is
and
fine.
Wouldn't that make, when those two teams play in the playoffs, if you get Mount and John Carroll in the playoffs, doesn't that make it bigger and better? Because you don't have the watered-down regular season game
fine.
To worry about.
Fine.
Lewis is in Shaker. Lewis!
You know what? I understand the move. Because when you watch Chubb run, and, you know, he was pity-patting. So that means he was not confident in cutting hard and cutting sharp on that knee. I mean, you know, twice knee surgery and the ankle. I hated to see him go, but, you know, I definitely understand the move. And I watched him. I watched him thoroughly being a former running back. He was not comfortable cutting on that knee. He was just not. So I understand the move.
I get it, yeah, but I also wonder what he's going to look like this year, a year removed from that. And I don't disagree. And, Lewis, we probably watch you as a former running back, right?
Nice job, Lewis.
Star of the LEL, yes or no?
No, I played for Warrensville. We played against Trinity, Central Catholic, when Central Catholic was state champs and all gotcha. That good stuff.
And you had, what, 150 yards against those guys?
Pretty much.
All right, that's all I care about. I want to hear your stats.
Nice job, Jimmy Lewis.
Ask Brad Sellers. Brad Sellers will tell you about me.
All right, hang on, I got to write that down. Call Mayor about Lewis and Shaker. Thank you. You're a good man.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. I love it. You got a chance to give us a little bit of those glory days. That was fun. I appreciated that.
I know you did.
Nick Chubb, Houston Texans, not fun.
There's already a story out in. He joins a crowded group, you know, as we've talked about in Houston.
Yeah.
He's one of five running backs. So what do they do there? My guess is they get a good look and they decide, do we want Nick Chubb or do we want Damian Pierce backing up Joe Mixon? Or splitting carries, maybe.
Well, they'll probably keep three, don't you think? I mean, we're going to probably...
Well, they have Woody Marks, who they drafted, yeah. and excuse me as I butcher the pronunciation, Dare Ogunbowale, who's been with them before and they re-signed him.
All right, so how do you feel then as the, I mean, it becomes official. I mean, not like, although you know what, you never know. You get an injury, somebody gets released, they figure out something else somewhere down the line. But
We wish nothing but the best for him. You know, I wish it had worked out here. Andy, what's your favorite number this offseason?
Meaning?
What's your favorite number? What's the number that I keep hearing come out of your mouth?
Oh.
Dan, what is it?
The lack
Whichever one wins in the Powerball.
No, 15.
15.1.
0.2. Sorry. Oh, I'm so bad. I feel bad about that. 15.2.
Sorry. Nick Chubb was part of that last year. They needed to upgrade skill positions on the offense. They've decided to do that at running back. They've added a tight end. They're keeping their fingers crossed at wide receiver. And
I still think they make another move at wide receiver.
I do too. And they're keeping their fingers crossed at quarterback. But the one place where they were extremely active, extremely running back. So, I mean, it just screams, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and you're going to run the football like crazy. And they think that these two young guys, combined with Jerome Ford, are the guys to do it. I mean, they're basing their offense, to me, Andy, around the running game. And they decided.
And the tight ends, maybe?
They decided, yeah, I would think, they decided not to gamble on Nick Chubb's health. I get it. I hate it, but I get it.
Hmm. I could see them keeping three tight ends, actually. The more I start looking at this.
Yeah, I would think that's absolutely the case.
But how many wide receivers does that mean you probably keep? Because I would think that a wide receiver...
We're not going to play the roster game yet, are we?
We're getting pretty close, especially after this week, well, once you have everybody coming in.
Considering you have three, I hope they keep three.
That they have what? Three? They have five tight ends.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much, Dan. Dan got it.
Wait, can you say that a little slower for me?
They have three guys who we think might be able to play. So I don't need to keep four or five.
Oh, that's true. All right. If you would have said it, I think that a little slower for me would have been a little bit better.
That's all right.
Hashtag analysis.
We should be used to that, having to go a little slower for Andy, shouldn't we, Dan?
No, that's all right.
Oh, no, not in the slightest.
Welcome to another edition of Mensa Football. I did it to myself.
Yeah, he teed himself up for me to take the shot.
Only because
if I hadn't taken the shot, he would have been very mad at me. Is that not correct?
That is valid. He did put it on the tee for you, but he did not put it for me, and therefore, we will be nice.
I am not going to lie. I totally stole that joke from Instagram from over the weekend. Somebody had a clip from Taxi on there, and they were taking a test inside the facility there to pass a driver's license test in New York. And Jim Ignatowski, he asked, and I can't remember the guy's name. He was also in Greece. That was also on that show. He was in Greece too. You know what I'm talking about? That was on Taxi?
Yeah, Jeff Conaway.
Jeff Conaway, okay.
No longer with us, God rest his soul.
Well, they're in this, they're taking the test.
He played Kinnicky in Greece.
And Ignatowski asks him, he goes, hey, he whispers over to him, what does yellow mean? And he goes, slow down, slower. And so Jim Ignatowski goes back and goes, what? Does nice. It was great. It was one of those really funny moments.
Doesn't yellow actually mean clear the intersection?
Jeff Phelps, Freeways and You, coming up next. No. Scott Petrak, super friend of the show. He knows how to drive, baby. From the Chronicle Telegram. And of course, brownzone.com. He joins us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.